Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Becky, Armani's C is a cult classic in the world of fragrance. Can you give us a bit of background?
Yes, so it launched in 2013 and C has become hugely popular for its scent, but also its messaging. Created to capture the feeling of sophistication, it symbolises independence and strength by encouraging you to say C to life.
Can you tell me why the scent itself is so different from everything else?
Messaging aside, it was also one of the first floral fragrances to have a point of difference. Never sickly sweet, C has warmer notes of musk, vanilla and blackcurrant for a bit of depth. It's now so popular that the C range has rapidly expanded, catering to all tastes.
So you say the C range has expanded. How so?
Since launching, there have been 5 iterations of this cult classic, with the latest edition C Passione Eclat. Sophisticated and elegant, it still maintains all the loved qualities of the original, with a new bright and luminous rose duo bringing a lighter, feminine floral scent.
Sounds great. Anything else worth noting?
You can find out more about the Giorgio Armani C range by heading over to www.armanibeauty.co.uk.
What you want to read on holiday, like with absorption.
It's a navy blazer. Yeah. But it's so much more.
Yeah, yeah. I'll send you the recipe.
That sounds so good.
And I would say, yes, I did know pretty quickly.
I knew you were going to say that.
That's amazing.
You're listening to the Sherlock's podcast, your guide to a more stylish life.
Welcome to the Sheer Luxe Team podcast with me, Charlotte Collins. This week, I'm joined by Becky Hull, Georgina Blasky, Sherry Andrew. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hi. I feel a bit hoarse and a bit out of it this morning. I had a very delayed, delightful EasyJet journey back to Luton last night, which got me into bed at 4 a.m. So I'm a bit ropey. It's really, Georgie always says that no one's ever died of tiredness, which is the like really, really good life advice. Mm. And I mean, she's totally right. I feel like totally fine today, but there's something about when you're in it that just panics you about the next day.
But sleep deprivation is a form of torture. So don't underestimate how a bad night's sleep can really throw you off the next day.
I don't think she means in a prison kind of sense. not in the Guantanamo sense of the word, but just tiredness in terms of, the odd night's sleep. Mm. Never could have wanted it. So we're here. We move. It's lunchtime soon. I'll be fine.
You look pretty fresh.
Yeah, oh, that's pretty nice. Thank you. Fresh off the back of the Jubilee weekend.
Oh, the dream.
We're back. How was it? How was everybody's 4-day weekend? Sherry?
What a weekend. I had a great one, thank you. I feel like I made the most of the extra long weekend because we had the duvet day on the Wednesday.
Oh yeah, we've been off for 5 days.
Yeah, which was
such a treat. Mm. So I spent most of Wednesday preparing for my Jubilee party, which was actually so fun. I was a bit uncertain as to whether people would turn up because everyone's on holiday.
Also, always a worry when you throw a party.
Yeah,
bit of last minute insecurity.
I panicked. I'm like, I've cooked so much food. Are people going to come?
Okay.
But they did.
So what did you do? What made it a Jubilee party? What did you do?
So we had lots of homemade bunting that my mum had made like years ago, but we got it out of the loft and put it up. Everything was Jubilee themed, the food. I have a cutout of Princess Diana on my fridge, usually. So, yeah.
Like a life-size one.
It's just there. She's a top one.
What size is it, sorry?
Oh, no, it's small. It's just like life-size, just a face shape.
Okay.
Yeah. It's come with me to all my places that I lived in. So it was at my boyfriend's house, so we wheeled it over there. All the food was Jubilee themed. We had coronation chicken, sausage rolls, all the good stuff, like picnicky bits.
What is your favourite British food? Like I love a coronation chicken sandwich. Like, really love one.
Harry loves a coronation. God, I quite like a Scotch egg.
Oh, yeah, I love a Scotch egg too.
I just had a Scotch egg over the weekend and I was like, God.
Yeah. You've forgotten how
good
they are.
I really forgot how good
there was a podcast I didn't host a few weeks ago where people were quite disparaging about a Scotch egg.
Yeah, I don't like a Scotch egg.
Oh, but who was on that? Well, yeah.
Who were these people?
I'm not going to name names, but...
What about a pork pie while we're there?
Yeah. So, like, a really... I don't necessarily want, like, a cheap Scotch egg, but like a really good Scotch, like a proper Scotch egg with proper meat.
You can't beat a good egg. Scotch egg.
Yeah,
I think they're delicious. Mm. Sherry's literally.
No, it's not for me. No. Something about like that sausage meat. You're not with quite sure where it's from.
I think it's best not to think about it.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like I wouldn't like to overanalyze a Scotch egg. You don't like a pork pie either.
No.
I kind of know what you mean about pork pie. I know I've just said I like Scotch eggs, but I did have a pork pie yesterday, and I felt really gross afterwards. Like my mouth was thick with it.
Yeah. The roof of your mouth fatty. Is like coated in a fatty deposit, isn't it?
It's like the jelly.
Like that. Well, you like it stays with you.
Like when I'm eating it, it's just afterwards. It's like a permanent reminder that I've just eaten something.
Yeah, it's like when you eat treats. So whole day. Yeah.
It's like, yes, thank you. I know, I've just indulged.
Victoria sponge as well can't be beaten.
Oh my God, that is my favourite cake. A Victoria sponge. Ever, yeah.
Really?
Oh God, I could eat a creamy, jammy Victoria sponge any day of the week. Mm. I absolutely love them.
Okay, nice. Yeah. Georgina, have you got a favourite British food?
Well, lemon drizzle cake would be my cake of choice. I quite like a sharpness to the sweetness. That's what I like about it. Favourite British food? I mean, just going a bit off theme. I do love a beef Wellington.
I've never had beef Wellington.
Really?
What?
Okay, so Jamie has this beef Wellington recipe. I probably talked about it on the podcast before, but it's so good and it's so easy. And it's basically, during the pandemic, we watched him on one of his pandemic cooking shows make it.
Oh, they were great.
They were so good. Yeah. And Ben, it was like January 21, I want to say, where it was like peak lockdown. And we watched it and Ben was like, you know, he just makes it look so easy. I don't believe for a minute it's that easy to make. So we were like, okay, well, here's a fun Saturday night activity, let's make it. But it's basically your beef, and then you make a kind of spinach pancake, which wraps around it. Then you make a kind of mushroom and red onion. It's not really a puree, it's kind of like a pate. And then it's your Wellington. So basically it's really moist, like it's never ever dry, and it's really easy, and it is excellent. I highly recommend it for Wellington cooking virgins.
That'll be me then. Good. I'll have to try it. Mm. Everyone raves about it, so I'm definitely up for giving it a go.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good. Also, I love like a Pimm's and strawberry situation.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Whole thing. In fact, definitely that probably, obviously, love the Queen, but that was so exciting, just being able to eat that kind of food for the excuse that, you know, we're celebrating the Queen, get your Pimm's out, get your Prosecco out, whatever, and just indulge.
Anyway, sorry, Sherry. So you had your party. Was it an evening thing or was it a daytime thing?
It started at 6, so it was an evening thing.
Nice.
And it was just such good weather and lovely vibes, and all my sisters came, and it was really nice because they got to meet all our friends, and a lot of our friends like are from Sweden or like international, so it was really fun to kind of like teach them the here's what you should eat on the Jubilee with our Jubilee limited edition Pimm's. I was very happy with that purchase. Thank you.
What made
Sainsbury's.
It was just the brand.
It was just a special label.
Great.
Yeah.
Keep that.
Thought I had to get it, so yeah, that was lovely. And then on Friday, we hired a go boat on Canary Wharf on the Thames, which was a lot harder than it looks. Okay. It's really hard to steer the boat, but quite fun.
Is that one of the ones you can like have a picnic on? And
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't recommend taking a picnic. It is so windy. Your crisps go flying. Ours didn't, but someone else's did.
Canary Wharf's a particularly windy bit of London, isn't it?
So, yeah, very. I saw another boat having a hen do. I thought, well, that's a bit risky in this weather, but fun. Mm. So that was good. And then Saturday chilled. And then yesterday I went to Cross the Tracks Festival in Brockwell Park, which is like a jazz R&B soul vibe, which was really fun. Joy Crooks played. She is amazing. I'm so obsessed with her. So yeah, it was a very good weekend.
Great.
Jam-packed.
Busy.
Tired today.
Sounds fun though.
Yeah. But yeah, that was me.
Good. Sounds like you did a proper Jubilee weekend. Georgina, what about you?
So we went to my parents' village in Kent, and they had a proper, on the Thursday when it was lovely weather, they had like a proper village day where they had, I've just never seen so many stalls. We went into kind of the main like recreation ground, big space of green, and it was just full of all the kind of local community groups, charity groups. And there's something about not being in London and being in this kind of like old village, seeing all these different age groups and people and everyone coming together. I actually did bowling on a proper green for the first time.
Oh, like bowling. Like bowling. Like not bowling, but not, like.
Well, like it's spelled bowling. Like, it's bowling.
Is that how you say
bowls?
It? Bowls.
Bulls is the French.
Pétanque.
No, it's not. It's not pétanque. Oh, it's like the size of, almost like the size of a bowling ball, but okay. A bit smaller. But then it's kind of weighted. So anyway, it's so much harder than it looks. We had a good go at that for ages. And then there was this one stall that did this thing. They called it the human fruit machine. So you had three women standing there with a little tablecloth, and under their tablecloth they had a lemon, an orange and an apple, and you are on the other side and you pull this imaginary handle and there's a big kind of ooh, and then they reveal a piece of fruit without looking at each other. Anyway, we had three oranges, so we won 50p, and it was just all like good old-fashioned fun. It was so brilliant. And there were just loads of stalls like that, you know, kind of knocking over coconuts and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it was great. And then otherwise we were just in London, kind of seeing friends, hanging out and just enjoying the incredible coverage on the TV. I thought actually the BBC did a fantastic job.
Yeah, I agree.
And I really enjoyed watching Kirsty Young hosting again, because she hasn't been on TV for about 4 years, and she just is so slick, and it was great.
Yeah.
And it, just endless stream of celebrities coming on talking about their love for the Queen. And I found it really moving.
I know, I feel really sad to have missed all of that. I think, you know, whether you were going to street parties or not, it sounds like the television coverage still made everybody feel like a part of it, which is really nice.
Yeah, and just watching Prince Louis pull a huge range of funny faces over the last 2 days.
That was funny.
It was so funny. Yeah, bless him. Though I thought those little kids did really well.
Yeah, they did.
It was quite a long... And they seem to have gone to Cardiff in the middle of it as well.
It's a lot to ask, isn't it?
They must have chopped
it. It is a lot. They're so little.
Yeah, they're so small.
They worked hard. So, yeah. And obviously seeing the Queen on the balcony twice was the highlight. Yeah.
I feel a moment for how fabulous Kate looked throughout the entire...
That's what I said this morning. That white outfit for the flyover was my favourite.
Oh, the yellow for me. The yellow.
Oh, my God,
the yellow flawless.
But so slick. And when she wore that fuchsia pink outfit as well, that was... she did not put... Everything she put on was flawless.
And I love seeing her with her hair down in that pink outfit yesterday, wasn't it? On Sunday.
She just floats.
She just sashays. But she's definitely... Somebody said in the office before, she's definitely relaxed a lot into the role and feels really... This felt like a real... You know, she was really established and really...
She's so regal, isn't she?
So
she's
just regal.
She's regal, yeah.
Yeah, and her, like, she's always smiling. She's always just got this kind of rested smile face.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, she hasn't got a bitchy face at all.
No resting bitch face, resting smile face.
Yeah.
Resting Kate face. Then let's call it something.
We should all aspire to be more Kate. Becky, what was your weekend like?
Oh, it was really lovely. Do you know what? It was actually quite busy in the sense that I had a day yesterday where I felt like I really needed to watch some of the footage, because I didn't really... Actually, the one thing I wanted to do was sit down with a cup of tea and watch it, which I know sounds boring, but I think otherwise you can have these days off and sort of forget what it's for. But I had Wednesday, we went on like a big group hike, and I was saying to these guys, we got caught in a storm on the South Downs, which is actually one of the most petrifying things. I have never been up high in lightning, and I just suddenly thought, is my hair going to stand on end? Is this how I'm going
to
die?
You see the lightning close to you?
Luckily it passed, so we had that, but that was actually, you know, really good fun. We kicked it off that way. And then Thursday we all had a big Jubilee party at one of my friends, like a nice outdoor one, and that was just so good. We had our little Corgi Collins, all the food, all the lovely delicious food.
M&S pulled it out of the bag.
M&S went for it with a bit of a hefty price tag, but you know, why not? We had that, which was great. We had our big jug of Pimm's, and actually Thursday night we went to a place called Victoria Park near where I live. It's in Hayward Seath, and they lit the beacon, so we saw that. And then we saw a huge firework display. So Thursday was probably kind of like, you know, the day. It felt like that really kicked things off nicely. And then the rest of the weekend was just seeing friends. But Saturday we had a big family barbecue to watch the concert. And the concert was okay. I don't know how anyone else felt, but it was quite, again, nice to sort of feel part of it. I feel like Queen kicking it off was actually the best bit. But yeah, it was just...
With Paddington.
With Paddington at the beginning. So that was just friends, family, friends and booze. A lot of booze.
I missed the whole thing, but my mum said on FaceTime yesterday that it felt like 2012 in London. She said it felt so positive, so uplifting, really patriotic, really jolly
Do you guys feel the same? I mean, I feel like we could all have done with a dose of loving Britain. So did it come at the right time? Do you feel like that?
I think so. Also, when you watch the footage, the amount of people, I mean, obviously there was going to be a lot of people, but that's actually what made me feel a bit emotional. All these people that line the streets, and it was just amazing to see like such positive energy. It was really quite overwhelming. I felt overwhelmed. So God knows how the Queen felt.
Well, I think it was quite overwhelming. And especially when you sort of had ringing in your ears, you know, when she gave us that message in lockdown, like, we will meet again. And then suddenly the Mall is packed with thousands of people. And it did feel like that. Like she, you know, she forecast this moment where we would all be united in this patriotic spirit. And it was, I found it really moving as well.
It's quite amazing if you think of the pandemic to think that we were here and that was happening. And I mean, still, I don't know about you guys, but when I'm in a crowd or on a plane, I'm like, oh my God, it was actually quite quick in the end. Yeah. And the idea that we can go from where we were even a year ago to having that, you know, uninhibited celebrations like that is
so true.
It's like to be proud of, I guess, isn't it?
And I think also it's, you know, however you feel about the royal family, whether you're into them or not, it was one of those things that we'll never see this again in our lifetime. Yeah. So I think maybe that is part of the buzz around it as well. You know, it's quite a rare and unique thing. And there was a lot of footage on the Queen when she was younger. And, you know, she was one of the first working women to have children. And it just felt really celebratory. And yeah. It was great, I think. It did lift everyone's spirits.
Quite inspiring, Sherry.
Very inspiring. And also, I just love the community spirit. Like, everyone comes together. Yeah. Like, your little fate sounded so sweet.
That sounds so
heartwarming. Yeah. That's what I aspire to have when I move to the country one day. But yeah, really inspiring.
You need to get the name of the village from Georgia.
Charlotte, how was your trip?
My trip was so fun, thanks. I've been away from the podcast for a few weeks. I've had a bit of a whirlwind few weeks. Week before last, 2 weeks ago today, I was in California. We had a wedding in LA and we went on to Napa. I'll start with that. That was a great trip. So much fun. We didn't have great weather on that trip. LA was like, when I say the whole of North America was having a heat wave, New York was like 100 degrees. All of Canada was 100 degrees. LA was like, I don't know, 20 and
really?
Grey.
Yeah, it can be like misty and cloudy.
Yeah,
in LA,
it was
though,
quite. Cloudy. But I've only ever had amazing weather there, so that was. Oh, it was shame. Just. It was actually totally fine, but you kind of want to. It's best in glorious sunshine. Mm. So, that was kind of mixed. But we had a wedding there, and the sun shone for that wedding, so that was fun. And then Napa, we had 2 days where it was 36, and then 2 days where it was 15. Oh, it was literally the wildest. But I know, it literally just dropped overnight. It was crazy.
I didn't know it got that hot there.
It was unbearable. Like, you can't do wine tasting in that heat. It was absolutely unbearable.
I'd pass
heat stroke.
Yeah, literally, like,
must be weird for their grapes.
I know.
You know, for their harvest, if they've kind of got these extreme temperatures.
Yeah, that's so
and
true.
And like, so much of what they, you know, it is such a science. It goes without saying what they do and how they grow their grapes and how they make their wine. So to be, I mean, they are obviously kind of adapting to global warming and adapting temperatures, but yeah, I mean, how do you even begin to predict those kind of changes? I don't know. But we had the best time in Napa. It's I mean, I could do a whole podcast on that trip, couldn't I? But Napa's in a quick summary is it's absurdly expensive as a place. Like, everybody has said to us, you must rent a car, you must rent a car. And we were like, well, we're not gonna rent a car because we're wine tasting all day, like, how silly. And we basically, it turns out that if you don't rent a car, your only other option is there are no taxis there, so you can only pay for 3 hour slots with a driver, and each 3 hours is $450. So wanted to do wine tastings in the day and then go out for dinner, you'd basically be paying nearly $900 a day just on your transport. So we were like, we'll rent a car, you know. Wow. That's a great one. But just if you're planning a trip there, then just bear that in mind, and you just have to kind of space out your tastings and stuff. There's also over 500 wineries, vineyards within the region. So you can only really scratch the surface on a few day trip. But there were some we loved and had a really good experience with. We stayed in a place called Calistoga, which the valley is basically kind of one long, I mean, motorway is a horrible way to describe it, but one long road with all the different vineyards coming off it. So it goes kind of Calistoga, St. Helena, and then like another little town called Rutherford, and then Napa itself. And Napa itself is more of a kind of downtown area. We didn't go there. The other three are really, really pretty, gorgeous little quaint towns with bakeries and antique stores and everything. So it's just a really, really lovely spot. It would be really fun to do with a group of friends. I think if you can gather your mates to go all that way, it'll be really fun, but still great as a couple. Anyway, came back, had my best friend's wedding, which was amazing. I feel like I've been talking about my dress dramas for that on the podcast for weeks and months. I'm so glad I didn't have to think about another wedding dress for until October. But that was great. So much fun. She got married at the Wallace Collection in Marylebone, which is a really, really beautiful venue. You can't really just sit down there unless you're a really small group. You could probably just sit down for like 60 or something there. But there's a really beautiful kind of conservatory space right in the middle of the gallery. So they had the dinner there, and it's such a pretty space. You don't really need to dress it a lot. So definitely a wedding venue to consider if you're looking at London. And then we went to Tel Aviv for the long weekend. So
nice.
That was my gross flight home last night. So that was really fun. Weather, there are no weather complaints for there.
Hot?
So hot. 29. Ooh, we didn't see a cloud the entire time we were there. Oh, our friends there were like, they don't check the weather forecast from this stage onwards because it's just going to be like that every single day. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's the Middle East. So it's just going to be that way every single day until September. Like, imagine living in a country where you never needed to check the weather forecast. It's just hot every day.
Whereas here, I feel like we check it every bloody half hour.
Yeah, and
it's
like,
it's so changeable. It's a nightmare.
Anyway, so I've done a lot of eating. I've done a lot of flying. I've done a lot of overnight flying. So I'm quite happy to just be here for a little bit. And
she's back.
She's back. Back to
be
it.
Back with your dog.
Back with my dog. Aww. Who I haven't seen, but we kept him in the kind of doggy care that he goes to for the entirety of that time, because he would have only come back for like 48 hours in between. So I haven't seen him for nearly 3 weeks. So my Scoops, I know.
He's going to be so excited.
He's going to be so tired. Like when he goes there for like a weekend, he's tired, let alone nearly 3 weeks. Oh, so I know, bless him.
You have a long report for you to read through.
Honestly, I live for the reports. They are the best things ever. They're quite big on TikTok, or they're quite into TikTok. Ooh. So we get quite regular little TikTok videos of him as well. They've done
hang on a minute.
What do they
call it? Your dog is a TikTok superstar.
My dog is, well, not yet, although I do think there is something in that.
There's some potential.
There's some potential there.
He's on his merry way.
But yeah, his daycare to agility training with him, which basically just means that he follows a treat like anywhere. It's evidence that he will just do anything for a treat. But yeah, lots of kind of jumping through hoops and climbing up things.
Crafts, here we go.
Seriously, he's had the best time. He's had a better holiday than me. So it's nice to be back. I have read and watched loads of things that I really want to recommend. But before, I've been talking for a while, so I want to know what you have to recommend. Have you, Sherry, got anything new to talk about?
Yes, this is probably one of the best things I've ever seen ever, which is very bold, but I loved it so much. I'm telling everyone, Legally Blonde the musical, at Regent's Park, Open Air Theatre.
Yes.
Not the film.
No, sorry.
It's by Lucy Moss, who also co-created Six, about the wives.
I'm seeing Six on Thursday.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Milou and Polly. Girls trip to see Six. I can't wait.
So fun.
Yes.
So go and see Legally Blonde afterwards. It's so good.
Is it?
I wasn't really sure what to expect because everyone loves the film, but everyone's seen it 100 times. This was so good, so fresh. The cast is really diverse. The songs were so good. Okay. I've already downloaded the album on Spotify. it's just so feel good. It was very clever, very witty. And also there were lots of different age ranges in the audience, and I feel like everyone's having a good time.
Okay.
So yeah, I can't recommend it enough. It was so, so good.
So it's our wedding anniversary next week, and I want to buy Ben theatre tickets for it because I just feel like theatre tickets are the thing that always fall by the wayside. It's expensive, and so it's just never a priority. So I feel like that's a good anniversary gift. Mm-hmm. But is that a weird thing to buy him tickets for?
No.
He likes a musical.
Okay, if he likes a musical, he'll love it. It's really good.
He might think it's a weird gift, but we'll just go with it and he'll enjoy it at the time.
He'll be better.
He doesn't know what's best for him.
Also, like, Regent's Park is so beautiful. Yeah. The stage there is like very slick, and they have like new food outlets and drink and stuff.
Yeah,
so you can make
that
like
it's
a whole
open air.
Yeah, really fun.
Is there any covering? So if the heavens open, are you totally exposed?
This was my question. I'm not sure.
No, I'm pretty sure you're exposed there. It's an umbrella situation.
But because there's a lot of dancing, I don't know if they'd still do it in the rain, because that'll be quite slippery. So try and do it when it's like sunny, because that's the best.
Oh yeah, sure. All right. That's easier said than done, Sherry.
We're not in Tel Aviv.
No, exactly. Tel Aviv at 8.
Just reading it off. Yeah, I loved it. It was, amazing.
Okay, good to know. Thanks. Georgina, anything to recommend?
Oh, I just finished a book called Lessons in Chemistry.
Oh, I read about this. Is it good?
It's really, really good. Yeah. If you like Where'd You Go, Bernadette, you'll like this book.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, somebody, Pandora Sykes, someone like that recommended it recently, and I remember screenshotting it thinking that sounds really good.
Yeah, it is. It's really good. It's really funny. It's a good feminist tale. It lays it all out very clearly. It's about a woman who is a scientist and, because of various different reasons, ends up becoming a TV cook, but with a scientific angle on her lessons. So that's the kind of baseline story. But on top of that, without trying to give too much away, she has various personal circumstances along the way to do with her partner, her child. She's been a victim of assault in her workplace. So it's a funny book, but there are some very serious themes addressed. And it's set in the, I think, the 60s. So obviously things have progressed, but there are a lot of storylines that feel a little bit too familiar still. Okay. So it's quirky and it's interesting. And it's definitely kind of a page turner. Keeps you guessing.
Sounds good. Lessons in chemistry.
Lessons in chemistry.
Okay,
yeah,
good to know.
Becky?
Oh, I haven't watched much, and I apologise if you've spoken about this on the podcast, but I have nearly finished Stranger Things.
Yes!
Ooh. I was hoping someone else would be able to talk about this.
And we briefly spoke about this in the office, but I'm so happy because I actually thought this is going to be a bit naff. I was thinking, is it just going to be like, it's going to come back and you're thinking, why didn't they end it? But it is honestly so good.
It's amazing.
They've managed to still bring it's actually pretty scary. They've brought a real scary element to it, but they just balance it so well with comedy and humour and that kind of light-hearted, goofy kid aspect that it's just so watchable.
It feels more like horror to me this season than like in the past it's felt kind of sci-fi-y, but it now feels horror-y. Like
it now feels like Goonies deep horror.
It's really quite horrific actually.
Yeah, it is. And actually I watched episode 4, end of episode 4, so I'm still quite early stages, but you know, it's got Kate Bush's running up that hill song, and it's in this really kind of melodramatic.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Creepy way that you can't, it's just, ooh, it's so good. I can't even explain it.
It's such a hard thing to explain if you
it
haven't
is
seen it,
it's yeah just, it's really hard to explain. And I mean, for anyone listening, it's kind of, it's still got all the things that you love about Stranger Things, but now there is a new kind of demon, if you like, that they are battling, and it's taken on a new layer. Mm. But we are obviously at some point still going to head to the upside down. Ooh, I am assuming it's coming, but yeah, it's just so good. And you really connect with the characters. So, and you know who I love is Winona Ryder. And I just forget how much I love Winona Ryder until I watch Strange Things.
I forget watching it that it is Winona Ryder.
I know,
like,
you do.
How weird that is that person.
That is that person. But yeah, they're all so good in it. And it's oddly fun to watch, even though it is quite dark.
Mm. I read that every episode of this season cost $30 million.
Which is insane.
What? Yeah. They're like mini films every episode. It's incredible. Wow.
They've got longer. They're like an hour and 19 each.
Yeah, they're really long. Yeah, it's a good hour and 20 for each episode. They're like tomes. You know?
Yeah. Wow. You can really get... Have you never seen it, Sherry?
No, I've never.
Sherry, you'd love it.
I really think you'd love it.
I think you'd really like the nostalgia.
Ooh, yeah, it has. It's got that nostalgic element to it. And really good songs, you know.
Amazing.
So Kate Bush is running up that hill. Hasn't that now
gone to number one?
Number one. And I've got the kind of 13-year-old walking around the house and he's singing, I'm running up that hill. This is weird. I would never have expected you to... But so he's obsessed with it as well. But we had it on in the car. It was kind of like someone gets to choose the playlist driving down to the Village Fete, and and he chose that, and every song I was like, oh my god, this one. Yeah. So yeah, the nostalgia, I think,
really
I need
good
to
playlist.
Maybe try and get into it.
I wasn't even around in the 80s where it's set, so if you can feel the nostalgic element, then I'm sure it's even stronger if it was your childhood.
Yeah, completely.
So in the last one of the earlier seasons 1 or 2, they had a whole kind of storyline around the clash, should I stay or should I go? Oh, yeah. But it was really, it became like the sign of something really horrible. So now every time I hear that song, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
Like it's so, it becomes like this really, really.
Gives
like,
you the shivers. Yeah,
yeah, it really creeps me out. And it's so weird how you can take a song that's so, got such strong connotations and then just completely flip them on its
yeah,
head.
And it's now just flipped.
I don't know if you're the same, but I can't hear that song.
I can't hear Kate Bush now at all. It's just, yeah, it's creepy. Have you not?
I don't think so.
It's a very creepy episode, so get buckle up to the end. I mean, I went to bed last night, like heart pounding.
I know, I was watching on the plane last night and I was like, this is not conducive to turbulence flying through the night. Like, it's not chill.
But so good.
So good. So good. I've got a book to recommend. I read on holiday, which is an achievement in itself, which I haven't done for so long, and I'm really annoyed at myself about it. So my mission was to read a book, and I did it. I read Meg Mason's Sorrow and Bliss, which is the book that a lot of people are talking about at the moment. On a very surface level, it is about a woman who suffers kind of bipolar tendencies throughout her entire life. I should say, in the book, her illness is never named, and they kind of go to great lengths towards the end to say this is kind of made up, but it's clearly symptoms that we would all recognise as quite severe mental health problems. And it basically is the story of her life, particularly centered around her relationship with her very kind of bohemian poet, writing, sculpture making parents, and a boy who enters her life aged 17 and eventually becomes her husband. That's not a great spoiler. And their relationship. It is basically exactly what it says on the tin. It is a roller coaster of sorrow and bliss. It is one person's journey through their life, suffering, really suffering, but not in a kind of a little life way. She's got her own demons. She's got actually on paper a pretty nice life. It's about her own internal suffering, her own internal struggle, and then it's about the real joy and bliss and lovely moments that come from good relationships and great people. It's one of those books that really stays with you afterwards, but in a lovely way. Like I miss her. Like I'm done with the book and I miss her a lot. It's interesting where I took it on, I had it on the beach and we were with some friends, and a male friend said, oh, I read that and I really didn't like it. Like I just really didn't get it. And I don't wish to gender any piece of art, any piece of literature, but it is really, having finished it now, it's so about the female experience. It's so about stuff that I don't think men would ever understand, because it's about needs and wants and longings that I think are really unique to women and the female experience and women's place in this world and women's relationships with motherhood. And it's just really something I think that every woman will relate to on different levels. Ooh, so I really recommend
chills. It. Yeah. Yeah. I need to give that a read.
You should put that on the cover. I really, really enjoy. I don't wish to over-egg it. Like it's not, you know, it's not the best thing I've ever read, but it's a really good holiday read.
It got to you in
it
a
really
way.
Got
yeah.
To me.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I've read lots of good reviews for it as well. Mm. So I actually have it on my list. So good. That's really interesting to hear.
Yeah. Oh, the other thing I listened to is Anya Heimarch's book, which I won't dwell on because so many people in the Sherlock's office have talked about it loads. Mm. I took a while to get to it because I thought that perhaps one had to be a mother to enjoy it, but actually I took a lot from it, and she's a very wise lady. So I really enjoyed that. I would recommend. I listened to it on Audible. She's got a very soothing voice. If you've got a long car journey or something like that, highly recommend. Let's answer some questions. Oh my God, this is such a good question because I really struggle with this. Somebody says, weekend away, hand luggage only, under 100 milliliters essentials for the clear plastic bag at the airport.
Oh.
It's so hard if you need your makeup and your skincare in one little Ziploc bag. What are you doing? Becky, help us.
God, you know what? I've not been on a plane like with just hand luggage for such a long time.
Oh my God, I've got to do that this weekend. And I hadn't factored in the makeup.
Yeah. It's all your liquid
really
makeup
hard. And
yeah.
All your skincare. So I never prioritise hair care because I always think you get miniatures in hotels or whatever with the luck that you're staying in a hotel. Same goes for body washes and things like that. Or I spoke to a makeup artist the other day that had a really good tip, and she was like, just prioritise very good starter kits for skincare if you can, like ones that you can get little miniatures for, and then you've got a whole set in there and it should fit in, you know.
Any you recommend?
Seed to Skin was mentioned. I would say Fresh do some really good miniatures that are worth picking up. They're not super expensive and actually quite a good size for miniatures. Same for Aven. I think they do very good miniatures, and you do kind of only need a few basics. basics, especially if you're only going away for a little bit. Mm. I tend to prioritise makeup. Mm. Whoops. But I think if you've got a good cleanser, a good cream and a good SPF, really that's all you need. Mm-hmm. And then I would focus on the makeup you want. Obviously, that's a bit harder to get miniatures of, so I would just prioritise what you really, really can't be without.
You can kind of take alternatives as well. Like, I would always use a liquid blusher, but I guess for a few days you could use a powder blusher.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And actually creams are good, like cream blushes, things that aren't going to crack or leak. You know, that's kind of what I would always take. Then you don't have to worry about it breaking in your bag or something like that.
I also think that you have to just take the financial hit on toiletries and buy them at the airport.
Completely
and
agree.
Destination. Toothpaste, agreed. Deodorant, don't waste your space.
Get on with it. Yeah.
Get it in boots.
Yeah. Get it in boots.
Spend your 10 quid, leave it there, consider it an investment.
It can be fun. You can have fun.
It's stressful times.
Yeah, that's what I would do personally.
Yeah. Georgina, you're off to Paris for the weekend.
I am.
What are you packing? What's the weather like?
So at the moment, it's saying it's going to be about 25 degrees, sun cloud.
I mean, perfect
for walking around.
Lovely, yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So SPF, definitely in SPF. The bag. Yeah. I was thinking actually with a cream, you know, I normally have like a day cream and a night cream, and I thought, oh, I'll just take one cream that can do both.
I think,
things
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, my husband is, I'm going to do a shout out because my husband is cycling from London to Paris for a charity called Duchenne. And we are going, so I'm going with my daughter and we're going to watch him and the rest of the gang cycle.
That's amazing.
Under the Eiffel Tower. Wow. And arrive.
So what does the charity do, Duchenne?
It raises money for Duchenne muscular dystrophy research. And it's a disease where the research is showing that they really might be able to come up with a cure sooner rather than later. So it could make a difference to people who have recently been diagnosed. It's a great one.
Yeah.
Great one to support. And I'm excited to go to Paris.
How long does the cycle take? How long are they doing it for?
So they leave Friday morning and they get to Paris Saturday afternoon.
That's
and Friday really night quick. Is spent sleeping on the deck of a ferry on a mat.
Oh,
yeah. Glamour.
I think that's the worst bit, actually. Yeah, I will, of course, be wishing them well as I browse the boutiques of the Marais.
Oh my God, good for him, though. Wow.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. Yeah. What fun. So what do you have planned where you're actually in Paris?
So I'm going Friday night with my daughter and we're staying in a hotel near, the tube stop's called Luxembourg, Jardin de Luxembourg, my very bad French accent. and then I think on the first, so when we wake up on Saturday, we're just going to walk around Saint-Germain-des-Prés and go to my favorite department store, Bon Marché. Okay. And then I thought on the day after, haven't they just redeveloped quite recently Samaritan?
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
Is it?
It's pretty
amazing. Really keen to go and see that on the Sunday morning.
Yeah, it's really cool. So that's in the kind of Pont Neuf area of Paris, kind of just after the Marais, if you're heading towards the Louvre, really. There's a building called Samaritan, which was kind of like a knot. I think it was a department store once upon a time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it hasn't been in the time that I've known Paris. I think it's just been a bit non. It's right opposite the LVMH offices. And I believe they have done that entire redevelopment. That's where the new hotel, that Cheval Blanc is, which they own, which is, I mean, go, have a sneak in and look at the spa, go down to the pool. Oh my God, it is stunning. but it's a really beautiful department store. And they basically, it's like hundreds of millions they've done to renovate the whole area. It's really beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, worth a browse.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm taking my teenager and she's just been watching Emily in Paris. So she is like,
just like that.
So excited to go and live Emily's life in Paris.
And she says he's finished.
There might be one more left when we get back.
I think I remember having like a 12-day break or something.
She's got, she's got a break. So why not, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, what fun.
Yeah.
Girls trip plus dad trip. Lovely. Yeah, exactly. So nice. This is so nice. Somebody has said, do you support any charities? There you go, Georgina. You just tick that box off. Do the review.
Yes, I do. I support a chestnut tree hospice, which is where I live, which is for children with cancer.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
Yes, you do. That's when you've done a few drives.
I have done. And also, I think, what's that? I can't remember if it was, I'll say it was. We did a big walk, half marathon walk as well. Yeah.
Amazing.
I just think, you know, little kiddies.
Yeah.
Yes, one called Mermaids, which helps transgender children and their families.
Oh,
they do really amazing work.
That's really nice.
That's lovely.
Good for you. That's lovely. Somebody has asked, what is your favourite vacation destination? If you could only go, Ben and I have this argument the whole time. If you could only go to one place ever again, and you could go there all the time, but it would be the one holiday destination that you could repeat go to, where would it be?
Oh, that's so hard.
I know.
Wow. Oh my God, that is like
probably
impossible.
The lakes in Italy. Because I went there and I feel like it's the kind of place you could go back to time and time again, but in the surrounding area.
You want to basically do the whole of the northern Italy.
The whole of northern Italy, yeah. I think, for me, it would be Italy.
You drove there, didn't you?
We did. We drove to Lake Garda, and it was one of the best breaks I've ever had in my life. Mm. It was stunning. Like, once you get past swimming with swans and the whole, it's a slightly weird atmosphere, but the actual surroundings are so dominating.
Yeah.
And huge. And, you know, you're surrounded by these huge mountains, and we drove through Geneva, and just everything about it is beautiful. Yeah. Like, it's like nowhere else.
Yeah, that's a good one. Italy.
It's like that, yeah. Cherry?
I'd probably say Greece. There's just so much there.
Yeah.
And it's a big country as well. Mm. Mainland, go to the islands.
Get your hop on.
Exactly. Island hop. The food is stunning. Mm. The weather's always, really, in fact, perhaps too hot in August, but also really, really good. Yeah, I'd probably choose Greece.
There is a lot of areas of Greece I've never been, actually.
I've barely done Greece, apart from Zante.
Or
Zakynthos, but
Greece is beautiful.
Affectionately known as Zante. I'm not sure that really counts as scratching the surface. Laura just got back from what looked like an incredible trip. We'll have to get her on the podcast.
Yeah, it looked stunning.
Talk about it. It looked amazing. That's anywhere so in particular good. For you?
Santorini is the best.
I really want to go to Santorini. Mm.
It looks very peaceful.
Very peaceful. I would say skip high season, go like September, October, which is still like 26, 27 degrees.
Heaven.
But it's just way quieter. You can get reservations at restaurants.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Like the sunsets. People say the sunsets are good. They are unreal.
Really?
Yeah. And it's not as expensive as you would think.
I feel like you can do it quite affordably there, can't you?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, Santorini.
Oh, God, it's making me want to go away.
Lovely. No, me too. Georgina?
I'm really finding this question very, very difficult.
I feel like you've looked really stressed. Yeah.
I feel really stressed because I just find it very hard to answer. Like, I don't think I can.
No,
I mean, okay. I really don't think I can, not to be difficult. But just
would you not pick the south of France because you've got like a familial
connection?
Well,
if I could pick a country, I would probably choose something like France because it's like, I love the beach and I love being by the sea.
Yeah.
Maybe
you can't pick France because you're going to say you get Paris as well, and that's
well,
cheating.
Then you get Paris, no, and skiing. I was going to say
no,
young skiing.
Or I pick America.
Like, yeah, I'm just going to pick, you know, the continent of Asia.
Europe?
I don't know. All I would say is one of my favourite holidays that I had was in Oman, and we were by the beach, and then we went up to this amazing canyon and did a kind of adventure-y bit and then camped under the stars in the desert, and I feel like there were lots of parts to the holiday without having to go halfway across the world.
Yeah,
you know, it didn't feel that far. And likewise, somewhere like Morocco, I think, is great for that. You know, you're on a plane for 2.5 hours, 3 hours, and you feel like you are on the other side of the planet. It just feels so different to home.
Memorable. Even from Dubai once, we did a day trip to Abu Dhabi and went to the Great Mosque in Abu Dhabi, which is like Abu Dhabi and Dubai feel wildly different. Dubai feels kind of Western in that it's like, you know, got every brand and every restaurant, whatever. And, you know, it's hugely built up, whereas Abu Dhabi still, or at the time we went anyway, still felt pretty kind of deserted and calm and quiet.
Yeah,
in comparison.
And the mosque similar, I think. Very different.
And the mosque there is like the most incredible place I've ever seen. It's like Google pictures of it. It is, I couldn't even begin to remember what the numbers are, but it's something like 25,000 square meters of white marble. Like, it's just incredible. And it's cool to know that you can get that kind of experience that you're describing in Oman, but like by going to somewhere a bit more vacuous like Dubai. So it's out there.
Yeah.
What about you, Charlotte? Do you have one?
Mine's Mallorca. I thought about it a lot, but when push comes to shove, it sort of has to, I couldn't part with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair
so it
enough.
Has to be Mallorca. Yeah. When's your trip there?
August.
Oh, what a great.
Yeah,
nice.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Fun. Somebody said best pillow recommendations. My pillow, have you got a good one?
Yes, I absolutely
have
a good one.
Oh my
I
God,
just
please
bought
please.
Myself a pillow by Simba.
That's what I've got.
It's with the blue inside.
Yeah, with the blue. I'm just going to check that's the name.
And it's been
so
developed developed for astronauts, wasn't it?
It was so good.
It's amazing. So basically, when you sleep on it, you feel like your head is lying on a cloud.
Mm.
So whether you're on your side or your back or anything, But it's also got this temperature control thing, hasn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, their matches do that, don't they?
You know, sometimes if you wake up in the night, especially if it's like a hot summer night, you wake up and you think, I need to flip my pillow because it feels hot. Mm. There's no need.
It is really light. That's magic. Your head goes in and it just sinks into it. It's really
lovely.
But it's
still supported?
Yeah, but very supported,
I'd
say.
It's not like, is it like a memory foam or no?
But it's like bits. Okay. So it's not like a solid block, because I had one of those and that was pain.
Right.
Yeah. I was going to wake up every day with this like crick in my neck. Awful. Mm. But this is, it's little bits of blue foam.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to end up.
It's
works.
Really, it's lovely.
It just works. It definitely works. It's great.
It is really
It comes
good.
With a price tag.
Yeah.
But I would say it's worth it.
I'd say it's worth it, especially if you get bad neck or if you just, you know, if you really do need a good solid pillow that will last for ages, they are the best.
Yeah. We spend a third of your life in bed, so
definitely
worth
investing.
I'm pretty
sure I spend more than that in bed. Okay, good to know. I was going to recommend a John Lewis one. Can't remember what it is, though. Can't go wrong. John Lewis. Very comfortable.
John Lewis.
It's very hard to recommend pillows, isn't it? Because everybody likes a different thing. But yours sounds like it would be comfortable for everybody.
I think quite universally pleasing.
Mm. Yeah, like I did take mine away with me. I would take it with me in the car.
She's hardcore.
Okay, all right. That's
important. Okay. It's that good.
Where do you buy your sheets from? I often get messages asking that.
I actually really like, I got some from Dusk and it's their highest thread count and it's really, really, they're really thick. They're really lovely.
Oh, nice. Mm. Good to know. Kindle or physical books for the Sheer Luxe team?
Physical Kindle. Book. Oh, we said that at the same time.
Really, you're still on, I don't use a Kindle anymore.
I really love a physical book.
Yeah, I do too.
Well, I like to read later than my husband goes to sleep. And it feels a bit mean to have the lamp on.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I just do for that reason. But occasionally I will pick up a physical book and I definitely get the pleasure of it. I mean, I totally understand, but... Yeah, I like to read in bed.
I also really miss the ease of a Kindle. Like, I finished my book on day 2 of 3-day holiday, and I really wanted something to read yesterday, and just didn't have anything.
Yeah.
So it's convenient, isn't it? Yeah. Sorry,
I like both actually. I like a Kindle for those reasons, but also when you're by the pool on holiday and the book is in the sun and the sun kind of melts the spine, and your pages fall apart. I hate that so much.
Yeah, or when you get wet from pool water.
Yeah, wrinkly.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll do that with a book that I will then put to the charity shop or don't want to keep. But for, I guess, better books. Kindle, yeah.
Nice. This is a lovely question. Somebody says, perfect Sunday date with your boyfriend /husband/partner. Ooh. Do a Sunday date night. Ooh. What does that look like? Is it cooking? Is it the cinema? Going out?
For me, it's probably staying in and just watching something that we both really want to watch and cooking. I think Sundays for me, I have to unwind, or that, or like a big long walk in a pub. But that would be a treat. I like to kind of switch off on a Sunday.
What would you cook?
Oh, pasta probably. Me and Italian roots. Yeah, something
classic
rich.
Becky Hull.
Classic me. Carby, something rich and carby.
Yeah. I feel like pasta is quite a collaborative thing to cook.
Yeah, yeah. We make it as well sometimes. We used to. We actually haven't done that in ages, but we have a pasta maker that we love. Yeah.
Check you out. I love that.
Frenchie.
Georgina?
Oh, I'd choose the cinema. Mm. But kind of a 6 o'clock viewing. Nice and early.
Yeah.
I do really enjoy going to the cinema.
You love the cinema.
I do very much. You know, I really save it for something good. And there's so many films that are kind of coming out at the same time at home. But having seen the new Top Gun at the cinema, I really feel there are some movies that deserve me parting with my cash.
Did you love it? I feel like everybody's raving about it no matter what.
I absolutely loved it.
I mean, admission, I have not seen the first Top Gun.
I've not seen the first Top Gun, so I'm not very invested.
I cannot believe none of you have seen the first Top Gun.
I know the music from it and stuff, I've not. Yeah,
same.
Not.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe it's wasted on you.
But I did see somebody post on Instagram saying they hadn't seen it, but they still love the second one.
Interesting.
It is a fantastic standalone movie. Yeah. You know, it's a really good action film. Okay. And it's a film about friendship, and it's a great watch. I actually quite like action films. Mm. So if you like a good action film,
yeah.
You know, so if you like a bit of high paced, high octane drama, it's all there. And there's a sort of few moments about a quarter of a way in where they do some flashbacks and show footage from the original movie. So if you're not up to speed with the first movie's plot, it will get you there quite quickly.
Okay. I also feel like having seen everybody from like Miles Teller to John Hamm interviewed, I kind of know roughly what happens in the first one.
It's not a complicated storyline.
Thingy dies,
you know,
goose dies, really right? Basic. Like that's kind of the crux of it. Yeah. My parents sat next to Tom Cruise at dinner last night.
Did they?
Like in a restaurant, not like socially.
Yeah.
I know. I haven't got the scoop. That was all I was told.
Wow.
I know. That is a celeb spot.
That is a celeb spot. Yeah. I saw Owen Wilson a week ago today in the Ivy Chelsea.
A week ago today.
It was 7 days and 90 seconds ago.
I was there for my husband's birthday. That's why I know.
Where were you, sorry?
The Ivy Chelsea Garden. And
quite random for him to be there.
Well, I thought so too.
Mm.
Yeah.
I love his celeb spots. I feel like that's quite a normal place to see celebrities. Yeah. Yeah.
But the eye, and he wasn't on a great table. He was in the bit by the, which is a walkway if you've ever been
to
the
garden.
So every single person who came and left that restaurant would have seen him.
Maybe he quite liked that though.
Yeah, yeah, maybe he has.
Anyway, bit,
like, I mean, is it him?
He does do the Sofology adverts, doesn't he?
He does, yeah. Mm. Yeah, can you put me in prime position so that I'm spotted, please?
Yeah, exactly. I can't remember. Oh, Sherry, perfect date night. On a Sunday, though.
So a Sunday, I like to make the weekend feel even longer and do something that I wouldn't normally do.
Yeah,
yeah. So I love a gig on a Sunday.
Oh no, hang on, that's quite extreme for me.
Yeah, that's true. No, a gig, but where you leave at like, you know, you get your own bed by like 11 or 12. So
okay.
It's not too late.
That is so late for a Sunday.
Really?
I mean that's late.
4 a.m.
Oh, yeah, it's hardly for my wild party. Oh, yeah. All the fun I had at Luton Airport. No, I love that, though.
Yeah, no, I love a gig. Songkick is such a good app because it tracks your artist through Spotify. And it tells you, based on who you follow, who is playing nearby.
That is so cool. What's it called?
Songkick.
Songkick.
Yeah.
That is one genius. Word, mine would be like, Justin Bieber is not in London anytime soon.
No, he is. Yeah. He's playing at the O2 Arena in February.
Yeah,
yep. Well, gotta get ticket. But yeah, that's cool. Really good. And it's great if you just want like a last minute spontaneous, like what's due tonight. It's also good to like discover new artists, or So Far Sounds is really good because you just, it's random. You could be seeing someone like, maybe not Adele, but like someone really famous or like someone up and coming. It could be in like a warehouse. It could be in someone's front room.
Yeah, Polly's done that a few times.
Yeah.
So S-O-F-A-R.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And it's like you basically go to a secret gig that you don't know anything about.
Oh,
and it could be anything.
Yeah, yeah. And they do them all over the UK. Yeah, so that's really cool. That's a nice Sunday thing to
that's
do.
Crazy. That has reminded me, in two Sundays, I'm going to see Harry Styles at Wembley.
Shut up.
How did you get tickets?
Fun. How did you get tickets?
I went online on Ticketmaster.
But you got them?
Yeah, but only like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, wow. Oh, hot ticket. Who knew?
Yeah.
I'm very jealous. I wish I was going.
Yeah, me too.
Well, you know, it's the month of birthdays and that was top of the birthday list. So I mean, needs must.
That's a goodie.
It is. I'm actually really quite excited.
He is such a showman.
Yeah.
Like, I think he'll put on an amazing performance.
Yeah, definitely. And that's the thing where I do love a gig, but equally I prefer like a show. You know, I want the band, everything. And it will be.
You want like the anticipation of it.
It'll be big.
Coming out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun. Mine's an early supper out. I like a 6 p.m. dinner on a Sunday. Mm. Probably out. If we're tired, there's a little, I talk about it all the time, but there's a little Italian in Notting Hill, which we go to probably twice a week. Bowl of pasta, glass of red, home by 8.
Yeah,
someone
has
a scoop of ice cream after that. Yeah. That's
my
Sunday night.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds lovely.
It is lovely. Quite a fancy doing that. Like right now. All right. I think we'll leave it there. Thanks so much, everybody. Thank you for listening. If you have any feedback at all, then please do email podcast@sheerlux.com. And don't forget to look out for the question box on social media every weekend. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and tell your friends. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.